Well, happy Sabbath, everyone. Good to hear those words from you. So refreshing. Just give me a moment to get my glasses on. One thing that I am noticing is I need my glasses a little more than I should, I feel. But each day, I am awed by God's creation. Why do I make this statement? Because as you can see by this picture on the screen, is about a month ago, maybe a little more, Jane and I were sitting at the kitchen table, and we were having a little bite to eat, and we were looking out our sliding glass doors. And looking out our sliding glass doors, you can see the trees, bushes, the morning glories. And you can see, since they're on our deck, the morning glories, the beautiful purple color that they had, you know. And in looking at this, we're talking about, as I mentioned, the beautiful variety that God places before us. And then my wife has on our little gazebo on the deck, she has two bird feeders. And these aren't any bird feeders. These are bird feeders for the hummingbird. Okay? And these little hummingbirds are zipping in and zipping out, zipping in and zipping out. And it was just marvelous to see these little birds. So I decided to look up about hummingbirds and about the astounding creation God has made for this particular little bird, okay? And so, as you can see, that hummingbirds, and one to the left is the one I took, and the other one I grabbed from the internet because I wanted to show you a little variety there. But I come to find out that there are 320 varieties of hummingbirds, okay? And the smallest hummingbird is 2.2 grams. The largest hummingbird is approximately 20 grams. And they have a variety, as you can see, of colors that God has given to them. The smallest hummingbird is called a bee hummingbird. And this is the smallest bird in the entire world. I never knew that before. In fact, some of these facts I'm reading to you, until I looked them up, I didn't know them either. Of course, most people know this answer, is that the hummingbird got its name from the speed of the wings that make a humming sound. And out of all the birds, also, this bird has a backbone. My specialty, of course, that's why I want to throw that in. But that's true. That's true. These are lovely, lovely little birds that zip in and zip out, as I mentioned. And these birds obtain from nectar or small insects their food. They have a long adapted bill which they feed themselves by. Now, in speaking about their wings a moment ago, if you don't know, a hummingbird, a male hummingbird's wings will vibrate 80 times per second. I didn't say minute. I said per second. A female, 60 times per second. The average speed of this hummingbird that can go up and down, side to side, can hover, can move in a diving position 60 miles per hour. And it's the only bird that goes upright to the plane of the earth, which I didn't know either. Why am I telling you this about the hummingbird? I'm trying to emphasize on us all that this is a unique creation by our God. And this brings me to my main thought today. God has created many aspects to the earth and many creatures of the earth. But he has created us, human beings, in his image that is beyond the true comprehension of our mind. And we, brethren, we have been blessed by being called. We are God's children. We are family. As you can see by the pictures, a new little baby. We know who that is. With her mom. Excuse me, him. Don't want the mom to get mad at me. Slip of the tongue. But also, you can see the other pictures where we have all ages there. And we all are miracles right in front of your eye of God's creation. From little babies, as I mentioned, to the elderly. We, as I mentioned, are family, brethren. And in 1 week, we'll begin to partake in the fall holy days. And in doing so, I reviewed two letters. And I like to begin with the first letter. And it's a reflection by Mr. Victor Kubik, a letter that hopefully we all received July 2020. And he refers to the Feast of Tabernacles starting. And he refers to, or I will be reading right after paragraph 2, he sends us a message. And that message is, can this still be the best feast ever? Can this still be the best feast ever? And my answer to that is yes. Yes, this can still be the best feast ever. In reviewing another letter, and hopefully we all received it this week, September 9th, 2020, from Mr. Kubik again, he states, and I quote, I invite you to think deeply about an important consideration this feast. The festival season is just ahead of us, represents a remarkable opportunity for us to fulfill the direct command of the living head of the church, Jesus Christ. Jesus specifically directed us to show love to one another. And that comes, as we know, from John 13:34-35, which states, a new commandment I give you, that you love one another as I have loved you, that you also love one another. By this, all will know that you are my disciples if you have loved one another. He continues down two lines. Be humble, thinking of others as better than yourselves. Don't look out only for your own interests, but take interest in others. This comes from Philippians, as we know. I kept reading both of these letters over and over because I wanted to talk about the fall holy days to you, given this opportunity. As you can see, Jane serving, as all the ladies serve us, and we serve them also, but they serve us much more, which we are thankful for. But this is the opportunity of men, women, and children, this feast, to serve one another in various ways. In various ways. We need to remember, as we have recalled the sermonettes and sermons this year, and everything that's going on in this world, we're in this world, but not of this world. Many of us are truly blessed that we can go to the feast this year. And there is those that will not be able to attend. Many of you know there was a number of years ago that my family was unable to attend the feast. And I will never forget, my family will never forget how we felt. So when Victor made these statements in two letters, I definitely wanted to bring them forth to you as family members. You see, John told us that John, or 1 John 3:18, "Dear children, let's not merely say that we love each other. Let us show the truth by our actions." Show the truth by our actions. Well, what actions can we do? I mean, I'm 10 years old. How can I show someone? Maybe if you're 10 or 50, you could sit down and listen to someone. Or sharing your blessings. Many times in the past, we would be out eating, which many of us do, and then see a couple, whether it be young or old, or a group of elderly, which we've done it to more than the young, and take care of their bill. Give of your talents, as you can see on the screen, whether it be giving a sermon or Bible study, maybe it be performing special music, maybe it be taking care of a little one. We have to refresh our minds now. Let us put aside what the world is trying to dictate to us. How God's adversary is trying to place a wedge, separate us, divide us, in whichever way he may. Maybe you're having a thought of one of the family members. We're all human. We all make mistakes. You know what? So what? Forgive your brother. Or maybe it's your attitude. Let him forgive you or her. You know, just being there to talk to someone is so important. I know there are those of you here. In fact, a majority of you here have listened to me. Maybe I didn't make a lot of sense, but you did listen, and that's to be thankful for. To be able to truly talk, and I won't mention any names, to talk to one another and trust in that individual to give you God's guidance, give you an outgoing agape love, is so important. We have 1 week, 7 days, next Sabbath, is the Feast of Trumpets, a very special day to us all. We need to begin to move forward on those areas I mentioned to you. What is the most important area that I left for the end? Because by doing this last one, all the rest will follow. And that is placing time to pray to God, just you and God, or walk with Him in the morning or in the evening. Draw closer to God the Father and Jesus Christ. He's giving us this time to do this. And we do need it. We do need it. As I mentioned, be that family of God member now and always. Do not allow anything to separate you from the family of God. May God bless you all openly today and every day. And the time will come again when I'll be able to kiss each and every one of you. It's coming. So be prepared. Happy Sabbath.